This is a Niche Radio podcast. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.
Okay, guys, well, can I do the intro? Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome, world. Welcome back to the podcast, and I'm not alone today. For the first time ever, I'm with my squad. Say hello, everybody. Okay, so I got a room full of my friends. Like, this is so exciting because I've always wanted to do this. I don't know where should we start. Should we start with the girls or should we start there by chat?
The girls.
Let's start
with
the girls.
Okay, and introduce yourself.
You just say my name. Hi, I'm Anne, Nikki, you know them, Shang.
Hi, I'm Roxy. Yeah.
Hi, guys, I'm Tanil, Tanny, Stanny. It's up to you.
What's up, I'm Che?
What do you do? I'm XO.
What's happening? I'm Tim.
And now you.
Oh, it's me. What's up? I'm Ethan.
It's
oh,
me.
I have arrived.
So now
I am here.
Because today's the first episode, just an intro so we can just like get comfortable with each other on the mic and also so for the listeners to be able to like know who we are. And I was thinking we want to talk about like the first time we met each other. Yeah. And we don't really remember the first time we met each other, all
I
of
do.
Us.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then.
I
remember meeting Chad and
Owen. When did you meet Chad?
So I met Chad. What did Chad come to visit or?
Can I explain?
I was visiting.
Yes. So, me and Chad went over to Tom and Tanil, right?
Wasn't
so
that?
So we were going to meet the parents, right? The first time we met Tom, this dude was hiding behind the wall with a hockey stick.
And he was on some, hey,
who are you?
Just for control, right?
He was like, what you here for?
And the gents just walked past. They just said, away, and walked past.
Just to give some context, Tim is my brother.
Chad and Ethan are brothers too.
Yes, and Tanil and Tim. Siblings.
Yeah.
And Tanil and Chad are
dating. Okay.
Brother Lebs is single.
He's available already.
Ready to mingle?
I remember meeting Anne. I met you at your graduation celebration. That was the first time I met Anne.
Okay, then he was being thirsty.
I was not being thirsty. I was finessing. There's a difference. We didn't know what was going on.
They didn't get the dribble.
They don't understand
the dribble. But I
remember the first time I met Roxy. I also remember. It was at Liv's birthday party.
Oh yeah.
I was surprised. Like you guys were speaking before you even met.
Cause we're in the DM.
I don't remember the first time I met Chad.
You were young.
Yeah, but like I don't remember the first time.
I remember the events that led up to me meeting you.
I remember the first time we spoke about both making music. That's the first time I was like, oh, this is my homie.
We weren't walking up the road from my crib.
Before that, at church, like it was a Friday night. And then we were talking, and then you told me you record music. I'm like, ah, dude, I want to record too. And you're like, now you can come to my crib and start recording and all
of
that.
Oh, that's when Kinky K was still playing.
Kinky K was at church. That's the boy's rap name. I was thinking of female.
Yes, when we first met, do you remember? I don't remember that.
The first time I met you was actually for Chad's party or something.
For real?
Yeah.
Which one?
No. I don't know.
Which one? No.
Wasn't it the 16th at the paintball party?
Nah,
I don't think I was.
Billy wasn't.
You didn't pull up for that one.
Yeah.
No, man, I didn't meet you at the party. I just remember pulling up and then, like, you pulled up with the mic for them to record.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we met.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't remember this. Wow, damn. My memory is sad.
I don't remember how I met none of y'all.
And I met at Chad's 21st. That's
where
oh,
yeah,
that's where I met you too.
Obviously, yeah, obviously.
That's where everybody met you.
I remember.
Yeah, I met Nikki
practically. Our first interaction was when you made that dry ass joke.
Yeah, but you laughed and you had it.
I was like, how, guys, don't you understand what you're saying? And no one understood.
We made a dry joke, bruh. Everybody just really
needed
it.
We made
the first time.
We're standing in a circle like this, but you make a dry joke. No one laughs besides me.
No, we're sitting at the table.
We were standing around the thing.
It was because,
remember, we all acknowledged that it's Chad's 21st shot, but then we needed to wish you happy birthday.
So that was your introduction, a dry joke.
Yes, and dancing.
Wow.
It was not a dad joke.
It was about 10 to 1 or something, I remember. And no one understood.
But
the thing is,
she laughed like she knew the joke, and I was waiting for it, and then it's like, okay, what's the joke?
I don't know.
But it's funny how that day, the 21st, was like, I feel like that's the day like they started everything. The squad today was made on that day.
Yeah.
Reborn.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you, Lebs, and Chad come a long way, so like,
the first time I met Lebs, it was sus.
How was the first time? Tell us the story.
We were chilling under the tree, dog, the tree of life.
Yeah.
What?
I'm
chilling, and I think Aston introduced me.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's also the same.
Aston did sus.
Huh?
No, it was when he was a decent.
Yeah, so like we didn't speak much. Like, I remember for the first week I knew Lebs. Like, I didn't speak to Lebs at all. I didn't speak to Masood because I met them at the same time.
Yeah.
I didn't speak to both of them. And then the following week, it's like, homeboys are just in conversation. Why am I back to
it? Was Ojeezy. I think, like, the first person, like, it was Ojeezy. Like, I remember it was just, like, I'll chill with Masood and then you guys would chill together. And, like, me and Masood would just be in the background. And one day, like, Ojeezy and I got, like, to school early. And then we were just talking and we ended up talking about music. And then, like, one day, one morning, he's like, hey, we produce. And then, like, what you call this? Because, like, I was trying to get into the, like, producing, and I sucked.
Ojeezy was like, told Lebs that, nah, like, speak to Chad. Like, he knows producing, like, in terms of explaining it better than I do, and that's how me and Liv spoke. But then we were talking about nonsense the whole time. And then I think, like, remember that time Ojeezy had that freestyle battle with that dude?
Yo.
I wasn't there, I got the lead.
I heard about that battle.
Yeah, so.
It wasn't really a freestyle battle because homie pulled up with a
he pulled out with a note.
Like,
some
other
guy.
He already lost.
The other guy pulled up with a note.
Yeah, so this dude was in, like, the poet society for the school. Ojeezy and I, like, Lebs, Aston, we were like, people knew we, like, rapped and we freestyled.
Yeah,
so this dude was like, now he wants to show, you know, he got things on him.
Uh-huh.
So he came, he challenges Ojeezy. Ojeezy, like, I hide bit first break, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Ojeezy goes first, freestyling. Homeboy's going hammer. This homeboy pulls out a notepad, starts rapping.
And I remember when they got there, like, everybody's celebrating him. But I can see the notepad in his hand. I'm
But he came with the poet squad, so it's like, these guys don't even know how to freestyle.
Fuck that, dog. I'm sorry, you don't come here to say you're going to battle me. Just so that you can come, like, okay, I noticed that his shoes, you know, his shoelaces weren't even.
That's the first time I ever heard Lebs complain about missing out ever since.
Tanny and Roxy, how did you guys meet?
Oh, so I've been talking to you about Roxy. Like,
I remember that.
It's the day we were doing the South Shandies.
Was it the day with the South Shandies?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, because I remember we were like to Tanil, now we're pulling up with Roxy.
And
excited.
Went to the hospital and Lebs. Yo, Lebs leaving us behind. We're getting lost. Your man's is going.
And then, like, when I met Roxy, I remember I, like, ran up to her and I hugged her. I was like, Roxy, I'm Tanil. And I realized.
I'm just a very energetic person.
Aston introduced me to the whole squad, and I met y'all at break, at Sir John first break.
Lies.
Yeah.
No, you had swimming. Swimming.
Swimming.
Yeah. Oh. Aston, you met. I remember, like, you and Aston were talking before you got to thing.
Yeah.
To SJA, and then you
through Kirsten.
Yeah.
Kirsten
Brown.
No,
on to the next topic at hand. Please.
Do you guys wanna, can we round up now? Because I think that's like perfect for the first episode.
Yeah.
It's not too long.
Nah, that is 10 minutes.
Oh wait, it's about 10 minutes, man.
Libs, what eyes do you have that you can see?
It's
dead.
Is it?
Oh wait.
How long like, is
it? It's 10 minutes now.
Can we give out our social media handles in case people wanna like find us? If you guys wanna.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go first.
Give
me
a number for WhatsApp.
They're all accepting BBM friends
with the killing.
But
we do mix it.
I ain't got moolah.
Okay guys, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Renam Dilly. Anyone else next? Who wants to go next?
You can get me at Instagram,
The Juicer.
The Juicer.
That
doesn't make sense though.
Yeah, y'all can get me at yours truly, but replace the E in truly with an X and dot X at the end.
Alright, you should write them down and then I'll link them up on the page.
Oh yeah, no stress for
you. You can catch me on Insta and Twitter on X or the _ Mike.
Yeah.
Highlight your boy.
Y'all can find me at Tanny_Michaels. Billy will just show you how to spell it.
Yeah, we'll
on Insta.
Yeah. What did I say?
Ethan doesn't know can find
me. Oh, sorry, on Insta. I'm not on Insta.
My Insta is 69thickboy420.
And y'all said I'm
touching. That's how you feel.
Okay, next one, give up.
You can catch me on Insta at Anastasia_TheWeekend.
Okay, mine is it's on Insta, Sierra.Zulu_.
It's your boy.
Okay guys, so we're gonna round up this week's episode. Check you guys next week. Much love.
Peace.
For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.